I only fuck married men. Keeps things simple. If a single guy catches feelings, he has nothing to lose. No reason not to pursue something more. Pretty soon, I've got 20 missed calls, and he's showing up at my work. He becomes a problem. But married men? They're taking a risk just being seen with me. Especially in this small town. If a married man catches feelings, he'd have to do paperwork in order to pursue anything real. There'd be lawyers and custody cases and therapy. It would all be very public and very messy. If I catch even a whiff of obsession on a married man, I remind him of how heartbroken his wife will be when she finds out. How much his kids will despise him. Shine a light on any desire and watch it evaporate into a fleeting impulse. I keep my face neutral when I see them at the grocery store. Just a quick wave and a, "How are the kids?" while we're standing in line at the butcher counter. I do the same thing when I see their wives at spin class. There's no animosity in what I do. No judgment about their marriage or hostility toward their partners. I don't let them talk shit about their wives when they're with me. Because, truthfully, I don't care. I don't care about the reasons why married men cheat on their wives with me. I don't care about their unfulfilled needs or why they feel too ashamed to explore new things with their partners. I don't care about dead bedrooms or low libidos. It's not about them. It's about me. I just need to fuck somebody. And in my experience, the safest person to fuck is the person who belongs to someone else. Plus, I kind of have a thing for dad bods. There's nothing like grinding my wet pussy on a married man's face and soaking his salt and pepper beard. The ones I've been with just love to be bossed around in the bedroom. I tell them to smack my ass. Harder. Pull my hair. Stuff their fingers into my mouth for me to suck on while they fuck up into me. I pin down their arms and smother them with my heavy tits. I ride them hard while pressing a vibrator against my clit. And when I come, my convulsing body releases a staccato moan. I find out what really revs their engine and encourage them to moan or growl or beg as loud as they like. No bites, though. That's my rule. Can't send them home with any marks. When I'm ready for them to come, I call out their names as I fuck back against them. I've only screamed the wrong name once or twice. Not like it really matters. There are so many Michaels and Chris's and Dave's that, statistically, I'll probably get it right. And they don't care. That's the point. They just need someone to fuck too. We're both just trying to escape from reality. Just pressing pause on the chaos and tedium of modern life. So leave your wedding ring on when you come over later. I'll be ready for you.